You know, when we look around, we all look different, okay? There's no one, do we have any twins in our church?
我们每个外表都不一样的，我们当中有没有些是孖生的呢？
Okay, so, no twins. So, we all look different, we all like things differently, we're different.
我们每个人都不一样，外表不一样，我们喜欢的东西都不一样。
And yet, there's one thing that I can confidently say that there's something in common for all of us is
起码有一样，我相信好肯定话咧，我哋每个人都系相同嘅。
It's our love for our children.
就系我哋喜爱我哋嘅儿女。
And for those of us who do not have children yet, it's that we are loved, deeply loved by our parents.
我哋就算未有儿女，都我哋可以感觉到父母俾我哋嘅好深嘅爱。
More and more, I'm humbled to see and witness and experience this deep love that our parents in our church have for our children.
我越来越看到，感觉到我们教会当中的父母对他们的子女非常痛爱。
Wow, the amount of opportunity that the parents offer to their children is astonishing.
给他们很多机会。
Every summer I see, you know, parents giving them opportunity to go to camps, to go to classes, to enrich their academics and other areas of, you know, like the things that they like. And I also see parents providing things that they need. Not just providing, but providing them abundantly. You know, I see that when the daughter or son asks for sushi or steak or whatever you name it, milk tea, I see the parents, you know, providing and providing. And not only that, when they say, Mom, Dad, I want to go on mission trips, they send them. I see so much sacrifice that the parents show and the love and devotion that the parents show to their children. Because the parents love their children so much. But did you know that there's someone who loves your children more than you do, and that is God? God is deeply, deeply in love with your children. And so, He entrusted you, the parents, to know, for Him to be known, and for the parents to exemplify and to pass on the faith to their children.
因为这样的缘故，所以他将信仰传递，以及让他们认识耶和华的责任交给父母。
God has entrusted you, mom and dads, to pass on the faith of Jesus Christ to your children.
他将这个责任交给我们做父母的，就是让他们认识神。
Because God loves your children so much.
因为神是这么爱你的子女的原因。
You know, a pastor friend of mine, he met a founder and a CEO of Chick-fil-A. Now he's an old man, a grandfather, and the pastor friend asked him, so what do you think success is? And the founder and the CEO of Chick-fil-A, just his response astonished him. He says, success is when your grandchildren are Christians. That means you're able to successfully transfer, teach, exemplify faith unto your children so that your children can pass on the faith to their children.
意思就是说，做他自己的子女可以系成全佢自己做父亲嘅信仰，然后佢嘅子女都可以成功地将呢个信仰传到孙嗰辈。
You see, we all have calling of passing on our faith to our children so that they can pass on their faith to their children.
我都好愿意咁做，系咪咧？将我哋信仰传俾我仔仔孙孙。
And so, how are we to do that? Well, we'll find out from Deuteronomy chapter 6 today.
怎样做法呢？今日圣经喺《申命记》第六章，我哋可以学习得到。
Let us read together.
我哋可以一齐读。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, what do the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments mean which the Lord your God commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us from Egypt with a mighty hand. Moreover, the Lord showed great and distressing signs and wonders before our eyes against Egypt, Pharaoh, and all his household. He brought us out from there in order to bring us in, to give us the land which he has sworn to our fathers. So the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always and for our survival as it is today. It will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all this commandment before the Lord our God, just as he commanded us. Amen. So the way in which we could pass on our faith to our children. For those of you who don't have children yet, treasure this, okay? This is how God will call you to be godly parents in the future. And for those of you who do not have children yet, or they left already, I want you to look around you. There are your spiritual children present in this church. For the younger generation, you could devote yourself for these people.
经文讲到我们怎么传递我们的信仰，有啲我哋当中自己未有儿女嘅，都可以学习。但系当中我哋有啲儿女大咗咧，你可以去尝试去做其他教会里边年轻一辈嘅，当做佢哋属灵嘅父母亲。
The way in which Deuteronomy 6 tells us to for us to be godly parents and to pass on our faith to our children.
呢个经文咁样系教导我哋。 这样去传递我们的信仰,
it's by showing devotion, our devotion to the Lord and our passionate love for Him.
就是藉着我们一个全心全性全意的去神作出我们的奉献我们的心智。
Before Moses commands the Israelites who are about to enter into the promised land, he tells them to love and to fear God and to live righteously and to raise up a next generation of godly people.
神未曾吩咐摩西带领以色列人进入迦南地之先，他是这样教导他们要全心全意地去跟随相信他。
And before he tells them, you shall raise up a godly generation. You shall raise up and exemplify your faith and pass on your faith to your children.
其中一个重要的教导就是，不单止你自己是相信，并且是要将你的儿女同样的是将这个信仰教导他们。
God says this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
第四节说，以色列人，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的耶和华。
In the original language, this verse can also be translated as follows.
这个原文里面，这一节可以用，是可以这样翻译。
Yahweh is our God, Yahweh alone.
耶和华是我们的神，耶和华是独一的。
And it means that Yahweh, the Lord, and Yahweh only is the true and living God, and He alone is the object of our worship.
意思就是讲到耶和华是真是神，是一个独一个神，是我们应该敬拜的对象。
You see, it doesn't say, we are God.
我讲到我们是神，当然。
It doesn't say, money is our God.
我讲到我们的钱财是我们的神。
It doesn't say, any idols that we have is our God.
我讲到我们其他追随的偶像是我们的神。
But only the Lord alone is God.
只有耶和华独一是神。
And after saying this, Moses tells us, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
做这个宣告之后呢，他说要全心全性全力爱耶和华你的神。
This verse in verse 5 of chapter 6 of Deuteronomy means that we are to walk with God with reality on the heart level. And this is how we are to apply this when it comes to raising our children and passing on faith. That we got to be walking with God with the reality on the heart level. Because if we do not walk with God, if we do not have that heartfelt relationship, that genuine relationship with God, we fall into the danger of being hypocrites and also being legalistic. And I want to tell you about young children. They can smell hypocrisy from a mile away. They can tell inconsistencies right away. Kids are very sensitive to inconsistencies in your speech and action. We have a rule in our house that our daughters can only eat ramen, you know, the instant noodle, once a week. And I told them, Alyssa, Aria, you cannot eat instant noodle more than a week, you know, more than once per week. But one day, after coming from Prayer Mountain, they saw me eating ramen more than once a week. And my daughter pointed out, Dad, you said,
Daddy, 你說過,
once a week, but you're eating two times a week.
一個禮拜一次嘛, 為什麼你現在吃第二次?
You cheated. Not only my 6-year-old daughter, but our kids here, our English congregation. You know, on a Friday night, sometimes we play board games so that we can reach out to the non-believers. And whenever we play board games, in order to, you know, liven up the atmosphere, to make it more lively and exciting, I tend to, you know, show a lot of emotion and aggressiveness and competitiveness. But after the game was over, the kids told me, Pastor, didn't you preach on gentleness last week? And a few weeks ago, didn't you preach on humility? We didn't see any of that when you were playing. I said, wow, you guys really have paid attention during sermon. And so I apologized, and from then on, I decided not to play board games with them. You see, our kids are very sensitive to inconsistencies and hypocrisy of us. If you're often angry and yell at your kids at home, but then put on your Christian front when you go to church, your kids will conclude, if that's Christianity, I don't want it. If you see your kids watching you and your spouse yelling at each other and not resolving conflicts in a godly way, but when you go to church, you seem like such a wonderful and godly family. Your kids will conclude that Christianity is just a religious game and doesn't affect real life. And so in order for us to protect ourselves from hypocrisy and inconsistencies, we must learn how to and to live out loving God wholeheartedly.
所以避免这个严重的错误，我们必须自己首先全心全意的爱神。
And because we love God wholeheartedly from the bottom of our hearts, we want to obey God's word.
要这么做的时候，我们真的要看清楚神的话语到底怎么样。
And it just comes out naturally out of our love and devotion for God. Our obedience comes out naturally from the bottom of our hearts.
我心里面有神的话语，我才可以在生命里面很自然地流露出来，这个藉着祂话语而有新的生命。
So loving God passionately on a heart level is crucial when it comes to raising our kids.
所以我们心里面对神这个热切的爱，是对于怎样教养儿女传递信仰是非常之重要的。
Unless you show that level of devotion and passion for God, your kids will not want to take part in Christianity or faith in general.
除非你自己能够是这么表里一致地活出这个信仰，你的小孩子是不会愿意跟随你这个信仰的。
In next verses, seven and onwards, Moses tells us this.
在第七节和以后呢，我们看到摩西这样讲。
You shall teach your children diligently. You shall teach God's word diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lay down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
你说你要将这个话语不断教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里行，在路上，或者闯合的起来的时候，都要谈论，并且将这个话是在你的手上做记号，戴在额上作头带，并且写在你的房屋的门柱和城门上。God
is not speaking to us literally, put on your forehead the words of God. Jewish people do.
当然是犹太人的规矩，他们将这个话语挂在额前一个盒仔，但是当然这里对于我们来说是有个属灵的意思。
But when God commands us to talk of God's law, when you sit down, when you walk, when you lie down, when you rise up, and so on,
当然第七节都讲到日常生活里面的起坐、行路等等。
God is asking us to do this in our routine, in our daily lives. And so, the way in which we are to pass faith on to our children, the way God wants, it's not by lecturing or telling them or nagging them, this is what you must do. But we are to impress, we are to exemplify, we are to live out in our daily lives the truth of God daily. We are to show our children how to live out the word daily. Not simply telling them. We cannot just tell our children, you gotta read Bible and you watch TV. We gotta exemplify that by doing it our own. And doing it together. Through my grandmother and my mom and my dad. As I shared with you before, I could confidently say the thing, the most precious thing that they have given me. Is the faith of Jesus Christ. And through their life examples, how they lived out daily, I was able to learn what perseverance means. I saw my grandmother, whenever she prayed for things, she persevered. Even in the midst of doubts and things not happening the way, you know, she prayed for, she persevered, she persevered. And I learned that sometimes that's how God operates.
He does.
He does not instantaneously give us what we ask for. Sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes wait for years. And I would not have known this truth unless my grandmother had exemplified this for me. The thing that she prayed for to God every single day was the salvation of her oldest daughter. Sorry, she had a lot of children, second oldest daughter. And yet, her prayer, even though she prayed for decades, her prayer wasn't answered. And yet she did not give up, and she persevered, and she continued to pray with faith. And I want to tell you, God truly answered her prayer. Unfortunately, after she passed away, my aunt finally accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. She lived out what perseverance and waiting means. And now I know that's how sometimes God operates. I learned how to persevere and wait because of the examples of my grandmother. From my mom, I learned how to have hope when there seems to be no hope, and for me to have optimism and joy. And from my dad, I didn't learn much, but one thing that I learned from my dad is generosity. Whenever he sees a person in need, he always, you know, go and help. In fact, there's a family that rents out one of the properties that he has. And because he knows their financial situation, he hasn't raised their rent for since the beginning, 15 years.
Yeah,
I was like, Dad, you know, like the cost of repairs and everything costs more than the rent that you get. I think you're losing money. But he tells me, it's not all about money. We gotta help these people. And so I learned all these things from my parents as they lived out. They didn't tell me to do these things, but I saw them. And so as parents, we are to exemplify, live out daily the faith. And then, when we see verses 20 through 25, God tells us, when your son asks you in time to come, say, what do the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments mean to the Lord, which the Lord our God commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us from Egypt with a mighty hand.
20节说开始说,日后如果你的子女,儿子问你,耶和华你的神吩咐你的法度律例典章有什么意思呢?你就要跟他们说,我们曾经在埃及的奴仆,耶和华他用大能的手将我们从埃及救了出来。
God told the Israelite parents, and also through this word to us as well,
当然对当时的犹太人,以色列人的父母是有意思,但对我们今天同样是有意义的。
That whenever our children asked us,
每当我们的儿女问我们的时候,
who God is or what He has done,
神是哪一个和他做了什么?
And for us to explain to them about God,
我们需要懂得怎么解释,
we should be ready at any given time to give testimonies to our children.
随时,随地都要知道怎么样是藉着我们的见证教导解释他们的问题。
But then again, the problem is, if we have never encountered God in our lives,
喺我哋生命里边有冇去咁样经历过神嘅大能咧？所谓
not just knowing about God in our head, but truly encountering the grace of God and mercy of God and the love of God.
唔单止系头脑嘅认识，更加系喺我哋嘅经历里边经历过神嘅怜悯、慈爱、恩典。
We won't have any testimonies to tell them.
有冇呢啲见证可以同佢哋讲嘅咧？
And so it is crucial for us to experience God.
所以我哋系好紧要嘅，系要自己亲身去经历神。
It is crucial for us to be ready to tell our children whenever they ask us.
所以就系当佢哋问我哋问题嘅时候，我哋知道点去回答。
How God has worked in our lives.
就系神点样喺我哋生命里面工作。
How God has transformed our character.
神怎样去改变我们的性情。
How God has met our needs. Met our needs.
神怎样去满足我们的需要。
And how God has forgiven us of our sins.
神怎样饶恕我们的罪。
And also clothe us with righteousness.
又是用公义来到去好像衣服加在我们的身上。
As I have exemplified for you the way in which God wants to raise our children and to pass on our faith.
咁头先同你分享嘅就系神点样系将呢个系传递信仰嘅责任交咗俾我哋。
So that they can pass on their faith to their children.
以致佢哋都可以同样嘅将呢个信仰系传递俾佢哋嘅儿女。
Don't you think we need to be serious about our faith in God?
你觉得我哋对呢个责任系咪需要严肃咁嚟到看待呢
？Fathers, I especially want to challenge us.
特别系对当中做父亲嘅
，We gotta wake up.
我哋需要去醒觉过嚟。
If we haven't been exemplifying our faith to our children,
如果我哋喺我哋仔女面前系冇咁样系用我哋嘅榜样表现出嚟嘅时候
，If our children hasn't seen Jesus through us in our lives.
如果我们的仔女没有在我们身上看到耶稣的时候
We have failed as parents.
我们在这方面作为父母是失败了。
We got to be serious in our walk with God.
我们需要很严肃地看这个神给我们的责任。
Not only for our devotion to God,
不单只是我们对神这个的信仰
but we got to be serious in our walk with God so that our children can learn.And follow from us.
更加是因为我们要这样跟随神，由我们的子女才可以同样去跟随。
In conclusion, I would like to share with you, if we do not, if we continue to be nominal, lukewarm Christians.
结束的时候，我想大家分享，如果我们不是这样做，只不过是跨名信徒的时候。
In Judges 2, we see that Israelite parents failed to teach, failed to exemplify, and they failed to live out their faith.
在士师记第二章我们看到进入迦南地之后的信徒他们是没有这样去跟着活出他们的信仰。
In Judges 2:10-12, it says, After that generation died, another generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord.
在士师记第二章那里一代过去第二代是成长的时候他们就不认识神。
Or remember the mighty things he has done for Israel.
也都没有纪念到神在以色列人当中所做伟大的事情。
The Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight and served images of Baal.
这班人在神看行一些在神眼中看为恶的事在那里拜当地的偶像。
They abandoned the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who brought them out of Egypt.
他们将这个从前将他们从埃及地带出来的神是放弃了。
They went after other gods, worshipping the gods of the people around them.
他们跟从其他的神是拜那些当地居民所拜的神。
And they angered the Lord.
是使了惹神的怒气。
You see, unless we are serious, unless we are deliberate on passing our faith and exemplifying our faith to our children,
大家看到除非我们很严肃对这个责任同时是很刻意的去传递信仰的话。
Unless we do that,Our children that we love so much,
如果我们不这样做，我们所爱的儿女
they will abandon God.
他们都会放弃神
they will be swept by the world.
他们会在这个世界里面跟随其他的信仰
and instead of serving and believing and just having relationship with God,
而不去相信神、服侍神、同神没关系
they will turn to idols of their lives.
跟随偶像
idols in this world.
这个世界上的偶像。
And so we need to be diligent. We need to be serious about our faith.
我们真的要在我们信里面是很严谨的去看这件事情。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Father God, thank you this morning that you have given us a really important reason, a big reason for us to be serious about our walk with you. Lord, not only for our own sake, and not only for us honoring you, but also for the sake of our children. Lord, you have spoken to us this morning that we are to live out, we are to have this passionate, we are to have this heart level relationship with you. And we are to live out this faith, with you, in our daily lives to exemplify to our children. And not only that, that because of our experiences with you, that we are able to, whenever the situation calls, share about our experiences with you. So God, may you awaken us, Lord. May you awaken us to be godly parents. Lord, may you awaken us to be godly church, to raise up a next generation of believers so that they can also raise up another. Lord, may we not be like the old Israelites who have forgotten, who have failed to pass on their faith to their children. But Lord, may we continue to remain faithful and devoted to the calling that you have given us, to the children that you love so dearly by passing on our faith to children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.